Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and it's time for another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast, and I'm joined with a dear friend of mine, Sean Matthews, President and CEO of Vizix. Sean, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, sir. Glad to be here.
You're the first and only digital signage company that has exclusively focused on our industry since the very beginning, and you've always had a lot of traction in higher education. You'll be in the central hall and booth 8135, but you also, have really the e-paper sign movement has really, made you guys more creative. You've got some really cool things that you're going to show at Infocom that you're going to show us now. And sort of like some expansions on some current product line. Talk about how e-paper works and why it's better than, you know, typical signs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Gary, our mission still is to help people communicate better. And, you know, we started extending event information systems from digital signage all the way down to conference rooms and classrooms, I don't know, 18 years ago or something like that. Yeah. But about 10 years ago, we started introducing electronic paper as a more cost-effective way to get event information down to rooms. But, yeah. You know, after introducing our bring your own device technology, which was augmented reality on the phone
last year.
We looked back at what were the shortcomings of that offering. And one of the real shortcomings was that you couldn't walk up to the space and just see if it was available or not without having to scan a QR code.
And additionally, you still need a sign out there or something.
Yeah. And so, you know, we wanted to really bind that BYOD technology to electronic paper because electronic paper really is the future of this sort of application because it is just so much more cost effective and sustainable.
Well, let's back up just a second. Yeah. So the application, show the application really quick because it remind people. And what's it called? I guess.
So Choros.
Choros, C-H-O-R-O-S-A-R. It's a space booking platform and you scan a QR code. It tells you what's available and you can book that space. But what you've done is you've made electronic QR codes, which is really kind of a cool feature there in a little small e-paper design.
Yep. And so, you know, originally we had this sort of 7.4 inch technology, but now 1.6. We've gone up to 2.7. We've added colors to it as well, making it obvious that the space is booked. And, you know, we just continue to add various sizes so that, actually you'll like this one as well. This would be, the College of Trust.
Oh, yeah. That's so, where you went to school, by the way.
But, you know, of course, a lot of people really are incorporating this larger technology. It's the size of a sheet of paper. Yeah.
What's cool about that, because it's e-paper, is that it uses almost no energy. You only have to, the battery lasts, like, give me the stats. Give me the specs. I know the batteries last like 5 years or something.
Yeah,
like
so they currently last anywhere from 3 to 5 years. Newer technology later this year will last up to 10 years. But even at 3 to 5 years, that's 10,000 updates to the sign. Yeah. Without doing anything to it.
Yeah. And basically you just charge it or the battery's there, you leave it there and you really have no reason to run any other cables to it.
Yeah.
But you do have an option for, you know, people like to see lights, right? I mean, a green light saying go, red light saying stop. You can show that as a booking light as well. And that's all connected to Choros. I mean, all this is connected to your Choros AR space booking platform, right? So all the, whenever a space is booked, it automatically puts it on the schedule whenever, you know, and vice versa, right?
Yeah. And it really, if you think about it, Gary, fundamentally, it's all tied back to the event calendaring system.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter, even if you book it offline through a browser or some other place, the data shows up on the sign as well. And you did mention the availability lights, right?
Yeah.
These little small lights that could be mounted.
And those can be any color, right? They're just LEDs.
Yes. So in this case, it's kind of flashing, but we typically use red and green, which are obvious, available, not available colors.
Yeah. And again, all of us, the Choros, C-H-R-O-S-A-R space booking platform. So you're going to be in the central hall in booth 8135. You can, of course, learn about this now. All this stuff is available now at Vizix digitalsignage.com. And it's really an easy way for people to sort of get in the digital signage market, because you have this sort of ecosystem that they can sort of ease their way into and then grow from there. And I think once you start putting some signs in, you could put them everywhere in a company like this.
Yeah. And signs, you know, don't even really have to be tied to rooms or spaces. Any asset that the organization has, and you want people to book it, you know, you can even go this approach.
Yeah.
Really just walk up and scan anything that is a bookable asset and use it for that period of time that you've scheduled.
Yeah. It's amazing how e-paper is changing things so rapidly. And now that we have color, it just is mind-boggling to me. So yep. Check it out at Vizix.com. Make sure you stop by their booth, 8135 in the Central Hall. And of course, we're going to be there. We're going to shoot videos on everything. And it's always great talking to you, Sean. It's good catching up with you. Congratulations on everything. And if you want to see all of our Infocom coverage, just go to raypubs.com/Infocom. All of our coverage is already starting to trickle in and around the show, Sean. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you guys out there.
Me too.